Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening and welcome to Talking with Tina. Y'all, I feel like every time we start the show, I'm laughing at just life, at the reality of it, at how it presents itself, and the constant lessons that come about when we talk and connect. So thank you, my loves, for joining us on January the 8th, 2020. Wow. Here we are. This is it, right? That phrase, this is the beginning of the rest of your life, could be used just about any day, just about any time. So thank you for being here and joining. We are here present and accounted for courtesy of New Age Guild, right? So follow me, follow New Age Guild, look us up on social media. You can find New Age Guild at New Age Guild. Pretty simple. We like to keep it that way. Look for us on Facebook. Find out what other resources are out there. Not everything has to be so serious. You don't have to sign up for oodles and oodles of information and enlightenment. See what moves you. Be open to that. That's what this 2020 is about. Oh, we're going to talk about this, y'all. We're going to talk about what 2020 means to you, what 2020 means in general, and what you get to make it mean, what you can allow it to mean. Our call-in number for this evening is 760-888-5700. 760-888-5700. Y'all call in with your questions. You know, one of my biggest purposes and supports of being here is using Tarot, which is to give you a non-biased perspective of what you got shaken down in your life, right? When you call in, one of my favorite things to hear, of course, is your name, but also where you're calling from. It's amazing how connected we can all be across the U.S., across America, across the world, across the continent, right? Even this universe, how connected we can all be. So if you're open to it, please do share from where you're calling. If you dig what you're hearing, want to speak more specifically with me, which I usually encourage, you can find me at www.ihearTarot.com. That's www.ihearTarot.com. Same thing with social media in general. Just look me up, ihearTarot.com, ihearTarot. You can also shoot me a message, give me a direct call at 234-97-TAROT, 234-97-TAROT. On our show, if you're tuning back in, thanks for joining again. Thank you for your support and holding the space. If you're new to joining, the show is about how to raise your vibration. Man, at the beginning, at the end, it is all the same thing. It's about you taking care of yourself, how to rise above the constant fray that is life. I'm going to take a quick sidestep and explain it like this. You, the beingness, the beauty that is who and what you are in this life, right? It's like you're plopped into this world that is 2020, January 8th, right? And all of a sudden, you've got to just, no matter what, no matter where, you've got to just join in and either be in that energy, in that vibration. You're going to be below it, which sometimes that happens, or you got to rise above it. And there's so much shaking down in this world. It almost feels like the best thing to do is to rise above it, to decide where and when and how you're going to drop back into it, right? So the show is How to Raise Your Vibration, Tarot readings, of course, and then we're going to talk about numerology, today's number, right? And then when we're looking at today, we're going to look at 8. So usually we add the 1 and the 8 and we get a 9, which we can look at as well. But I do want to share a little bit about the 8, what that number means, the vibration of it. And as you know, when we talk about it, Monday morning does not have the same vibration as a Friday afternoon. And that's how we can look at numerology. Of course, there's not one thing, not one word, not one number that defines who and what you are. But there is an essence, an energy, a vibration of what's going on and the influence in our life. And that's why we look at the numerology, just to get insight to what's shaking down today. And even, and this is so great that we're listening to the show and we're connecting to the show and to each other at the end of the night, because we can kind of look back at our day and reflect. Did this happen? Didn't this happen? What was going on? What didn't work? What did work? And that's the beauty at the end of the day, right? It's not just that your dogs are barking. You can kick off your shoes, have your bed of choice, and figure it out. You can actually reflect on it. So there's some power there. So my love, looking at how to raise your vibration, rise above the fray. Tarot readings, of course, I'm here to support. I love reading. I love being honest. I love connecting with you. And then we're going to look at today's number, which if we're looking at it would be 1 and 8 is 9. But today, my loves, we're going to look at 8. It's been a long time since we talked about that number. We're also going to expand on 2020. And I want to share, and this is the reality of the situation, I want to share what can be not breakdowns, but what can be spots or loopholes in our readings. Because more than once I've had this come up, and I mentioned it last week, and I'm going to mention a different aspect. I was talking to a dear friend of mine who is struggling right now with life and career, which incidentally is what comes up in the number 8, right? And we've looked at some of these same questions multiple times, and the cards come back not having a super solid answer, which is really frustrating because the way I read my cards, and depending on who you talk to and if you read yourself, I see the cards as God, source, spirit, light, love, universe, right? Everything, the beingness, the energy of greater than myself. And so in these cards, they've come up with similar answers across an extended period of time. And we're coming up against that again. And so sometimes, you know, the cards don't give us the answers that we think we want to hear, that we think we can understand, or sometimes they don't even come up with answers in general. So we're going to speak on why that could be happening. But that being said, please keep in mind, call a number for this evening, 760-888-5700. You can connect with me directly at 234-97-TAROT. And before we move on, I do believe we have another caller on standby. Julia, are you there, my dear?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much for joining in. Where are you calling in from?
Florida.
Oh, from Florida, my love. Well, thank you for staying up with us. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Love. love. I'd like to have 2020 be the year that I connect with, you know, that really special someone to share my life with. And
yes. Okay.
So all the good, yummy stuff.
Yeah, let's look at that. I'll tell you what, 2020, the number 20 is all about infinite potential, right? So, yes, it's about time. One of the other things that's coming up for you, my love, especially, is like, okay, everything that you needed to learn or was out there kind of in that space that you were before romantic relationship has served its purpose, and now you're like, all right, I'm really ready, universe. What do you have for me? So, my love, anything in particular or just in general wanting to know if someone is out there?
Yeah, I'm not with anyone. I haven't been with anyone since my divorce, and I've just spent the time just kind of regrouping and learning and healing and releasing and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I'm really
perfect.
Feeling like, you know, like this is the year that, you know, I'm really ready to, you know, get my groove back. So,
yeah. Yes. Perfect. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, my love, Julia, just even the energy I get from talking to you is about being open, and I'm getting a lot of harmony. And when we see that, it's a lot of peace, and people like peace, and, you know, people are drawn to that. So definitely the space where you're ready, but let me get a high level. We're going to ask the cards in general what they want to say, and we can ask a couple more questions as we go along, but let me just get a high level of what they're saying for you in a romantic relationship, and then I'll see if we can expand on that. So let me just see what they want to say here. Oh, there's a lot of questions, my love. I tell you what, it feels like you're definitely ready. But let me just start out with a couple things first. Oh, wow. Look at you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my love. Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Okay, so the cards are saying this is going to be your year, my love. And I'll tell you what. You're coming up, and I love sharing the cards with you, too, because when you have some downtime, you can look up the meanings of these cards as well. But what's coming through for you when you ask about romantic relationship is the Knight of Cups, the King of Cups, the Six of Cups, the Six of Rods. So this is all about definitely this is going to be a year for romantic relationship, right? And it almost feels like January's already come away from us. So you're coming through as far as timeline, in case you were going to ask about that. Spring to summer is really where things are going to pick up for you. Not to say that it's going to be like nothing and all of a sudden something, but yes, it's definitely going to be a year of romantic relationship for you. And it actually, Julia, might be where you've been kind of rusty at it. So getting back into the swing of things is going to feel good. And then really getting grounded and knowing what you want and how to say it. It's going to be even better. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
It feels like you might have. It feels like you might have another question in particular.
Well, I just wanted to know if it will be like, you know, a committed partner, like a long term relationship, not just, you know, dating. I'd really like to connect with that solid partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me see what they want to say about that. Hold on here. So, is it going to be solid and long-term, because it does feel like you've got a lot of space for that. Let me see. Is it, oh, going to be solid. So, yes. So I'm going to be candid with you, my love. I do see that you are going to have a solid relationship, and I do see it's going to be before the end of the year, before the end of 2020. I also see, kind of like what I just said, and surfacing again when I flip some more cards, it's going to take you more than one date, more than one relationship to get to shake off the rust. Do you follow?
Okay.
And I say that because I don't want you to think, oh, I'm going to have to, like, you know, kiss a bunch of frogs to find my charming. It's not that.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not saying that at all, so don't mistake me. What I am saying is, it's not necessarily that you, how do I say this? It's not necessarily that you're going to have to see a lot of people to figure out who it is. You just have to take one person to prove to yourself, this is it, I can do this. So there's a little bit of energy with yourself that you're going to have to push through, and then that relationship is there. So if you do get into something and you're like, wow, this is it, and you realize it's not exactly what you want, just know it's you're just having that breakthrough with yourself first. So then you can have that ultimate relationship. But I do see that happening for you by the end of the year. And like I said, spring, summer feels good for you. And then definitely by the fall feels – so by the time we come around here next year, you feel really settled in. You feel really empowered, strong in your voice and what you want, and also what you want to do next.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. Well, yay.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. It's really solid. I feel like we're talking 180 here because, yes, it's almost like, well, I don't know what I want right now, but I know what I don't want. And then you can rule that out and then get to what you want, and you know what you want. There's no question after that. So just don't fret if you're like, wow, this isn't exactly where I think I want it to be heading. It's going to work out. You just have to get past that one so you can get to the one you're supposed to be with. And that's really kind of like who you are, who they are, and coming together. So it's going to be good. This is going to be really solid.
Oh, nice.
Yes, 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 on 2020. Don't worry if the first relationship doesn't work out, but it does feel like you're going to be pretty clear after that. And that relationship is going to expand and like really grow and create some roots is the word they're using, roots.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I want. I want solid. So, yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So
awesome.
This is so good for you. Yeah. So just keep in mind, spring is good for you in the way of things are opening up. You know, it's like if you pick up a blossom, you don't know what color's inside of it until it opens up, right? So just keep that in mind for spring. And then fall, you know what you're planting, you know what you want, you know what you're going to depend on for next year, right? Or the following season.
Okay.
If you can kind of visualize
wow.
that was that was really interesting. Yeah. That's the analogy that was coming through for you. So I don't know if you're an outdoorsy person, Julia, but plants and growth and cycles and all that good stuff was coming up for you. Hence my analogies, and that's all a lot of dependability. So this feels really good. And they also feel really stable. So there's dependability around that person too.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So 10 is a big
number. Something to look forward to. So yay.
Keep that in mind.
That's wonderful.
10 is a huge number. 4 is a big number. And summer is a beautiful season for you. So turn it on. it's really ramping up for you, my love. I'm so excited for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. I have something
I'm so excited,
really exciting to look forward to. So thank you.
Appreciate definitely. That. Listen, you can reach out to me 234-97-TAROT. $2 a minute, my dear. It doesn't have to be long and extended, but we can kind of take a look at each month too and see what they might hold for you. Or if you see someone and you feel like you're connected, we can always look at that too.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
My love, thank you so much. You take care. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye. So I tell you what, y'all, and this is when I know, and again, have more and more faith in tarot, and I've been reading tarot cards for over 10 years. Don't want to date myself, but I've been reading tarot for over 10 years, right? And I really know, trust, believe, that I'm in the space that is yours, or sharing the space that is yours, when I come through with analogies that aren't mine. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I am a Texas girl, I live in Colorado, but I'm not a farmer. And so when analogies come through like they did for Julia just now, that are all about planting and seasons and colors and flowers, and that is not my usual way of talking and communicating. But I'll tell y'all, when I'm getting analogies like that, it's for you. And it's for you for a reason. And sometimes, and I want you to know this, sometimes when I'm reading for you, or even someone else is reading, or even if you're reading for yourself, and you're like, what does this mean? And it comes through and you're like, this makes no sense to me. You got to let it ride a little bit. Because most of the time it'll soak in within 24 hours, if not 48. And it's even more interesting, for example, Jules, if you're still listening, it's even more interesting if 2 days later you walk by a market that has tulips and an advertisement for seeds and carrots in the window. And that totally gets your attention. And then when you think on it, it resonates with your reading. And I don't say that to tell you to kind of woo yourself into your reading. I say that because that's part of the connection, the evolution, and the truth to your reading. That being said, I do believe we have Regina on the line. My dear, are you there? Regina?
Yes. Hi. Hi, Tina.
Huh? Hi, my love. Thanks for calling in. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing well, my love. I understand you're calling in from Georgia. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my dear. I've always wanted to visit. I've never been, but it's always been on my list to visit. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
What's on your mind?
Okay, well, I just want to give you an update. I remember I called you last month about the three positions that was in hiring manager review, but I didn't get them. I didn't even get an interview, so I'm not going to even stress on that, you know.
Just
not where I'm supposed to be. So that's a good way of looking at it. Today is my birthday. So,
happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And I just want to see, because when I ask Spirit like for a message, and sometimes I'm getting this common thing that I'm supposed to start a business, I'm supposed to do something, you know, or even if it's a side business, and I just never understood that. I'm like, what? And I thought it was something that I was doing on the side at times, but I said, no, it's more than that. And then now getting confirmation about speaking on my truth and my experiences through grief. And grief can be anything. And I didn't even really put two to two together, because when they said my hands, I'm like, what about my hands? Okay, I'm thinking it's my creative thing. And I said, no, that's not it. And then they said, you speak with your hands? And I do. And I noticed that, but I don't think like that, you know, subconsciously. So it's like, what is going to be for this year if I would start this is start this thing and how to get it going. So I just need a message on that area of my experience with grief. And when I say grief, I've been through a divorce. I lost unemployment for a few years. My son illness. and I almost lost my house. When I say all at once,
you can speak on it.
And that been almost 5 years ago. Yes. So yeah. Okay. So I just want to see what Spirit's saying on that area.
Yeah, let me see. I'm going to pull a couple cards here. I'm going to tell you what else is coming through, Regina, but let me just pull a couple cards here.
Sure.
And, okay. Oh, my love. Oh, my love. So high level, three things come through for you. One, and you already know this, but one, you can speak on it. Like you can, not only can you speak on it, Regina, you can also connect with people. So that's a big issue, because you can speak if you have, you know, experience, but to connect with people and to resonate with people, that's what you want. Cause you want that connection, right? You have that gift. You have the ability of being able to speak on that on every level. Now, this is interesting because usually when we see emotions and energy like this and that ability, I'll be candid with you, we don't usually see opportunity as far as finances go. In your case, there is something there. And the other thing that's coming through, which is interesting, and I know you didn't ask about it, but home life is coming through for you. And so I think you kind of mentioned like doing it as a side gig or a side job, but this is very possible for you. They're almost giving you the balance of being able to connect with people, to monetize it, and then to be able to work from home or do it with whatever else you have existing in your life. So it's not going to take away or deplete you. It's actually going to enhance. So they're actually being really analytical about it for you, but this looks good. I'm not sure if I'm answering your question entirely, Regina, but this definitely feels good. As far as possibility goes, because you kind of have everything it takes at least to get it started or to take it off of the ground into more than what it is right now.
Yes. Yes. Because that's so, because I was thinking about, I said, well, maybe I need to do a podcast. I'm just like, maybe
yes.
That's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like I said, when I say grief, man, people always want to assume death, but let's go deeper. Death can be anything, whatever
mm-hmm.
you experience a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still going through the changes, even though it's almost 5 years since my divorce and everything. I mean, when I got some stories that I can relate to. Those people are like, oh,
yeah.
My gosh, you went through this and this. Yes, I did. And so I said, well, do this podcast. And I just keep hearing from my other readers, like, what are they talking about? I'm like, I don't do nothing with my hands but do that creative thing on the side. But I said, no, it gotta be more. It gotta be more. And
mm-hmm.
when they said it, it's like I can really do grief with spirituality because I have a new outlook on faith. It's just
mm-hmm.
totally different. And and I know they're gonna have to step out on faith too. You know that
mm-hmm.
they're gonna be okay.
Mm-hmm.
After all mm-hmm. the storms. So, but yeah, that's what I want to see, how that was going to work out for me for this year, starting.
This does.
Something.
It looks good. And I'll tell you what was coming through was when we see the number five, and I know you mentioned that. Five is kind of like in the middle. You feel like it went through 10. Five is in the middle, right? And so you got to lean one
mm-hmm.
way or the other at the end of the day. And when we lean closer to that six and moving on, there's a lot of energy
mm-hmm.
behind that, number one. Number two, here's the thing, and you've said it, but what was coming through was even more, was with grief and with death, it's kind of closed. We know at the end of the day, there's only one way you can look at it, right? But when we look
mm-hmm.
at something like your life experiences, A, you can speak
mm-hmm.
to everyone, B, we're always going through it. We always relive
mm-hmm.
it. We're always going through it. And so you're letting that be truth to people, and a lot of us don't let that be the case. We like to just bundle
yeah.
it up and box it somewhere. And so I'll tell you what, my love.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you're going to do that, that might still be something, but it sounds like you already have ideas and then taking action on
mm-hmm.
them. So I pulled a couple more
mm-hmm.
cards. Yeah, I pulled a couple
sure.
more cards to see. And what they were saying was, don't get yourself stuck in the weeds with how am I going to present this. Like, you already have an idea and you're just ready to go for it. That's going to work best because that'll lead you down the path. You know,
sure.
you can't get down
okay.
the path if you're trying to choose. You can only get down it if you start walking it. So do that, my
sure.
love. But this feels really solid for you. Really solid, really
mm-hmm.
exciting. But you've kind of, like I said, feels like this already you've got what it takes. And that's three again that we're seeing surface for you. So that feels really good, my dear.
And I just want to say this. It's so funny because I feel like I'm being kind of like, spirit's like, okay, come on.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. what you waiting on? And because I keep
mm-hmm.
hearing readers keep saying the same thing. I'm like, wait. Because I want to box it up. That was the thing. I want to box it up. But no, you're going to do this.
Yeah.
You're going to do this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to keep pegging you, keep nagging you
yes.
until you do it.
That's
why things ain't
truth.
Going your way, because you're supposed to do this.
Yes. Oh, yes, my love. I mean, oh, I tell you what, I'm just swaying in the wind with you right now. So, you're going to move a lot of people. You've got the gift, my love. You're right. It's just got to be, you got to take that step, and that'll lead you
wow.
down. Don't worry about the
And I'm not even a speaker.
Right. Yeah, I'll tell
I'm
you
just
what.
Not even a speaker.
Everything is saying go, go, go. Thumbs up. You know, you've got people on the sidelines with water. Just, you got it.
Okay. I just needed that. Thank you for
yes,
listening. Though.
My love. Well, listen, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing what's shaken down
okay.
for you. And you're just, yeah, my love. You've got my number, 234-97 Chiro.
Yes.
As you go along, we can always connect and see just what's shaken down for
gonna
you.
I'm definitely with you. Exactly.
Definitely.
I'd love definitely
to hear
from
you.
Me.
Oh, my dear.
Definitely. We
well, thank you
connect.
So much. I look
thank
forward
you.
To it.
All right.
All right. You take care.
Thank, you.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, so, okay, so let's just take a quick step back to 2020. So, again, infinite potential. So, it is all about letting projects be what they are. It doesn't matter how you look at it, if it's, you know, a grade on a report card, even if you get an N for needs improvement, which y'all, I'm not going to lie, I have an N in my report card from time to time. And I'll tell you what, I'll be really honest and candid with you. It still haunts me. I still have a couple of relationships that I'd love to make up, do over, scratch out, replay, rewrite. And the universe is like, sorry, babe, this is going to come from what you created. And that's part of what my lesson is, what I get to live with and learn from. But I'm having faith in this 2020 and this infinite potential and this harmony. That is where I'm coming from today, right? Because all of this allows us to create and build and strengthen and our loyalty, our sensitivity, our empathy. And, you know, we talked about today's number being 8, which is all about the balance of abundance and career and success, right? And it's so difficult to think we can have a balance of individual success and abundance, but also life. We always feel like we have to keep take. We're like, we're at the bottom end of the scale because we have to keep grabbing towards us, and everything we want is above our heads. Right? If you can just imagine yourself on a scale, left hand, right hand. And maybe we always feel like we're on the bottom because we're reaching up, trying to grab, trying to take. And so 8 is that balance between spirituality and materialism. Spirituality is who, what we are. And we're trying to find that balance and that vibration in the material world. Maybe that's why we don't connect with people, because we're not finding value in people. Maybe that's not why we're not connecting with a job, because we don't find value in our job. Maybe that's why we eat more, talk more, drink more, indulge more, because we're not finding something, right? And the number 8, as equal and balanced as it can be, we can also just find ourselves experiencing the loss of something consistently. And this is where it gets so difficult, because we're like, okay, universe, okay, life, okay, world, I give, I'm open to receiving. And then universe takes, and we're like, wait, no. I said it was open to receiving, not necessarily giving. And the universe is like, nope. So there is a little bit of balance out there. But the beauty of 2020, y'all, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to stick by it, it's about boundaries. So it doesn't mean that you have to give in hopes, faith, devotion that you're going to receive. That is not what this year means. I repeat, it's okay if you say, you know what, universe, thank you, but no. Because we're all trained, and this beautiful vessel that is your body, we're all trained to believe that we have to say, yes, thank you, please, may I have another, in order to be gracious, to be accepting, to be no. You can say, no, thank you, universe. I've had enough Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies. I'm good. It's okay to say no even to universe, because universe is here to provide lessons. It doesn't mean it's every time, and it doesn't mean that lesson is exactly the right time. Part of your lesson, part of this world, part of our choice is to say no because you have faith that it's the right time for yourself. If we went through this whole world assuming that everyone told us everything that we needed at the right time, it would be the 80s. Big hair and blue eyeshadow. Just saying. All right, my loves, I want you to keep this in mind. And side note, speaking about hair. So I'm moving toward this transition and evolution of self, as we all are. And so I have been, for probably a couple of years now, coloring my hair. Here's a secret. I'm brunette. I'm not a natural blonde, right? And part of my reason for going and getting my hair color blonde I loved it to pieces. Still love it. But I also loved my gal. My colorist became my friend. She became my therapist. And that's how it works. You're sitting at a table in a chair for hours on end. You're going to start to confide some real secrets. And a couple of things she would share with me was a lot of people, ladies in particular, when we go through life changes, we come in and the first thing we want to redo is ourselves, right? So we'll come in to get our hair done. And so after a couple of years, this gal had heard my deepest, darkest plans. They would change, they would rearrange, they would re-evolve, they would come back again. So part of it was really getting to be in the space with her and share and purge what was going on in my life. And then I noticed, of course, as all things happen, it began to be too much for me. My hair was unhealthy. I was feeling unhealthy. I wasn't happy with what I was seeing in the mirror. It had nothing to do with her or work. It's just what I was seeing. So I heard this beautiful phrase, to become is to unbecome. I'm going to say that again. To become is to unbecome. And I know that sounds so simple, but it is so intriguing at the same time. So then I began to tell my colorist, who I call my friend, I'm going to cut my hair. I've been taking advantage of it. I've been not appreciating the effort, putting a lot of money into this. I'm going to just cut my hair. And as much as I would like to say, I did it in one fell swoop, shaved it all off, I'm not that brave. But I have been incrementally, over the past couple of months, cutting my hair. And I say all this buildup because if you look at my Facebook page, at I Hear Tarot, and if you're sitting there listening to me, go ahead and take a second to look it up on Facebook, IHEARTAROT, I Hear Tarot. I went from about shoulder length blonde hair to, I don't know what you call it now, but probably, you know, short, number two. And it has been a sequence of events that's even gotten me to this haircut now. And I haven't quite built myself up to shave it all, but it's on my list because to become is to unbecome. And I'll tell you single-handedly, the one thing I have taken from this is not just the appreciation for my stylist and my confidant, but also for how brave this makes me. Looking in people's eyes, being certain in my decisions, and even if I'm not 110%, I got to pretend to be 110%. And even if you look at the pictures, again, look me up on Facebook, I Hear Tarot, IHEARTAROT. That's my last post. Y'all, this is one of the biggest and bravest things I've done in a long freaking time. And I just got married and I just got a house and all that good stuff, right? This is one of the biggest things because when you take all that stuff away, it's just you. And I share that with you because even if you're doing something little by little, you're still doing something. You're still making a stand. You're still holding your space. Even if it's little by little, at the end, it's so much more drastic. So just have faith in yourself if you're making these decisions. Don't worry about if it's 1 or 2 pounds. Don't worry about if it's 1 or 2 words. Don't worry about if it's getting up and getting dressed 2 days in a row. In the end, it makes such a difference. Anyways, check it out. I'm always kind of curious. You can find me on Facebook. I Hear Tarot, IHEARTAROT. That being said, I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
I am. I am here.
You're on the air, Tina, my dear. What is your name?
And my name is Dee Dee.
Oh, say that one more time, my love.
Dee Dee. D-I-G-I.
Oh, my dear. You sound so familiar. Have we talked before?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, my love, thanks for calling. Where are you calling in from?
I'm from California.
Oh, California. My dear, what's on your mind?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess what's on my mind is, gosh, I keep asking myself about my career, but, you know, front and center tonight is relationship for me. So I would love to know what's in store for me finding my true love this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we can definitely look at that. And then, my dear, when we say romantic relationship, you're open, your heart is open, but also anything that you might have had before is complete and you're ready for a new relationship, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me just see, Gigi, what they want to say as far as romantic relationship. So a couple of things. Is there anything in your way, Gigi, maybe work or travel or goals that are in your way that you think you kind of have to work around romantic relationship? Or are you feeling like that's pretty free and open too?
Well, let's put it this way. I could see certain things as in my way. I could, but I'm choosing not to see it in my way. In other words, I believe and my feeling is I can work around them.
Okay.
So, I mean, really, I mean, the only thing is I'm just not coming across men that are, I'm pretty intuitive and I don't feel that they're in the same resonance.
I heard you say you're pretty intuitive and then something after that, I didn't hear it.
They don't seem to be on the same page, the same resonance.
Okay.
Resonance?
So let's look. Yeah. So,
okay.
And I'm glad you said that because I was seeing, I'll tell you what, my love. I was seeing an eight and a nine of swords for you. And so that's a little bit, it's a little bit of static when it comes to romantic relationships. And then I saw you as a beautiful queen of rods, which is your intuitive self. So putting that concern to the side, let me see what they want to say about romantic relationship. So, okay, my love, are you still there?
I am, yes.
Okay, so I'm smiling, if you can't hear my voice. And the reason I'm smiling is because when we saw some of that static go to the side, because we said, okay, world, universe, I get this. This is my concern. I'm going to put that to the side. And then what came up for you was a flow of, okay, well, how do I want this relationship to look? How is it going to look given X, Y, Z? And then what came up for you, my love, is beautiful judgment, justice, and then the chariot card. And so all of that means you don't even have to worry about how people see you. You don't even have to worry about historically how they've seen you or what you're worried about. You just have to worry about putting the heart light on. That's all you have to do. And honestly, if you do get a couple of people that just aren't who and what best serves you, then you can say thanks, but no thanks. But my love, this looks really good for you. Once you kind of put to the side, what am I going to wear to my first date? Get your first date first, and then you can figure it out. And that's all going to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. And that's all going to change. So this feels good. It feels like it's time. It feels like it's time for you. It does. And again, we've seen this before, just shaking off some of that old energy and that old concern. My love, this feels good for you. This and whatever concerns that you have, that's going to fall away. Oh, my gosh, my love. 10 is a really big number. Oh, look at you. This is good. This feels good. It feels like it's about time, too.
Yes, because I keep saying no, thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you. I mean, it's ready to change. In other words, I'm looking forward to a change.
Yes, I get that because I'm seeing, when I see 10, 10 also comes back to 1, as you know, which is you, right? But you've got to be able to 10 of, it's interesting, you have a 10 of pentacles, then you have Wheel of Fortune, which is a 10, and then you have a 1, an Ace of Wands, right? So it's a balance, my love. And the thing with you, and you probably already know this, but the thing with you when you're intuitive and you're empathic and you're energetic like this, you can fulfill a lot of your own needs in the way of energy, and you know what you want in particular, and you have to protect yourself. So this gift doesn't make you the belle of the ball. So, or it can, but that's a lot to take on if that's what you choose to do. So in your case, it feels like your balance is finally there. and you're definitely, you know, you're able to hold your space. So this feels good for you. It definitely feels like it's about time.
Do you see a timeline or a season or?
Yeah. Let me see. Good question. Let me see, my love. Hold on.
Thank you, Tina.
Yeah, of course. We'll look at you. Okay. Ooh, wow. So, I'll tell you what I'm seeing in front of me. I'm seeing a Page of Cups, a Knight of Wands, and then I'm seeing the Six of Pentacles. So as far as season and time goes, I'm getting the first half of the year. That's where you see that six. So maybe summer again. And if you do any type of work where you're really connected or you're volunteering or you're even receiving help from someone, that could also be indicating. Sometimes it's the experience that they show us versus a time. So when I say six in June and summer, don't just lock into that. Also know if you're doing some kind of connected work or volunteer work or vice versa where you're receiving instead of giving, that could also be the connection that opens up for you.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That changes things.
So I'm on the right path, it sounds like.
Yeah, my love, yes. And you're so right. And like you're asking about this right now because it's time. Like it's time. It's about time for you too. And you can't hold any more space for yourself.
I know, exactly. Exactly. I'm so about holding space. It's like,
yes.
My gosh, that should be my middle name.
I get it. And that's what's interesting when we're seeing that Six of Pentacles is because when you're in the place of receiving, it's so different for you because you're used to giving and holding space for others and doing. And so that's almost like when the universe is like, aha, we've got you when you're unaware. And that just relationship builds. And it's different when you are who you are and your gifts. It can be really different for you and unexpected. So just be open to that. Just keep that in mind as well.
And boundaries. I'm so in agreement with what you said about this year and boundaries, because it is about, at the same time holding space, but then kind of balancing that out with having boundaries. And then it feels really good.
Yes. It's weird. It's a weird year because most of the time we're like, give. And this year is like, no, you got to hold your own space. And it's difficult for a lot of us.
Yeah. But after a while, you put that intention out there and you finally land it.
Yes, it is. And it's where we're supposed to be. And that's the funny part is we're supposed to hold our boundaries. And it's so difficult to think that because we feel like we're being selfish or, you know, so many different things we label boundaries with that are negative. And it's just how we take care of ourselves.
And my life path is a 2, 11-2. So I know a little bit about the 2.
I knew when I was talking to you and I was like, wow, I'm talking numbers with her, but I know you get them. So obviously you do.
Yes.
Oh,
so
awesome.
What you shared was so resonant, and I really enjoyed listening to you because I feel like you really speak my language, and you really are speaking truth, and it's such an important message for this year. I agree.
Oh, my love, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for holding this space, and thank you for sharing.
Yes, thank you, Tina.
And my love, you take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. You're welcome.
Okay, bye. Ciao.
Take care. Bye. Oh, and so that's another thing about, again, New Age Guild. Y'all, check out New Age Guild. Check me out. Follow me. I'm here every Wednesday with my podcast. I'll be picking up my Facebook Lives where I read. And you can see that if you find my Facebook page. You can see what my past Facebook Lives look like. But here's the thing, y'all. It's like anything you do, whether you're flipping through the TV, you're flipping through your podcast, books on tape, flipping through a magazine, right? Whatever the statistics are, you marketing people out there can tell me 5, 10%, 10 seconds, whatever it is, that a media has to hold your attention. If you hear something that moves or that resonates with you, y'all, that's all it takes. You have the choice to listen in for a little bit longer, you really want to get devoted, you can call in to 760-888-5700. But seriously, folks, you just have to listen for a little bit. And if something resonates and moves you, then you keep listening. And if it doesn't, then you can keep moving on. No hard feelings. But again, that's why I love sharing with y'all numerology, what's shaken down, how to raise your vibration, and even hearing other people and their questions and the cards and the responses and the messages that come through. Part of it's for you too. All of this is for us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here together in this time and space. So just keep that in mind, my loves, right? And again, I was just sharing that with you. Again, my favorite quotes that I'm working on, because everything is a work in progress, living by, is to become is to unbecome. To become is to unbecome. And as silly as it sounds, because I'm blessed with the choice to choose how and when to color and cut my hair. And my big deal is, and again, if you find me on Facebook, at I Hear Tarot, just cutting my hair in the small increments that I have over the past couple of months, that has been a big deal for me. Right? And so I say this because a little bit of increments that bring you to where you are today, where you sit, stand, or listen today, is freaking amazing. And no one but you may know the heartache, the struggle, but you know, and that's all it takes, right? Keep that in mind. Sometimes it's not for the world to give you a badge. It's for you to give yourself your own badge and put it wherever you want. I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Tina. Who is this?
Oh, hi, Tina. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie, my love. Thanks for calling in. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well, my love. What's on your mind?
I'm just clearing some energy, like, around money and abundance, and I'm trying to, like, let go of, like, old belief systems. Like, I people transfer those things from, like, parents and childhood. I'm just trying to release that. So I kind of want to get some insight maybe about my abundance coming, because I'm ready to receive.
Okay. Yeah, so just kind of, all right, what is universe, what do the cards have to say about around you in abundance?
Yeah, particularly financial abundance.
Hey, you got to be specific to get a specific answer, Katie, my love. So let me see.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, all right, I'm going to try to walk through this. I know we only have a couple minutes left, Katie, but I'm going to try to walk through this with you. So bear with me if I'm asking you a couple of random questions. One of the first things that comes through is I do see you ready to receive. I do see you ready to, we're laying down any guilt, any old stuff, and we're like, all right, it's you and me, abundance, here we go. Now, that being said, I'm just going to say it like this. If you feel like you have anything that's outstanding, it could be a credit card bill, it could be, you know, someone that you owe $50 to, or anything like that, where you feel like mm-hmm. it almost feels like there's something where, Katie, not that you're less than, because that's not it, but if you feel indebted to someone or something, we're just going to put that aside, because even though it could be energy or something else, sometimes universe just sees it all the same way, and they'll put that
mm-hmm.
in, you know, so we're going to put that to the side, because you're moving past that, and however you have to, like, oh, my love, this is good. So this feels good. Yes. I do see it around you. I do see you being able to definitely push through it in 2020. I'm going to say this to you again because I was saying it a little bit ago, but I'm going to say it again to you, Katie. If you feel like there's someone or something that you're indebted to, you know you need mm-hmm. to let that go, or you can let it go, or just count mm-hmm. it as maybe in your mind you put $50 on it and you're like, all right, this is it. I'm letting this go because mm-hmm. this is all I can do for it, and stop carrying
uh-huh.
it, because it's – it's definitely going to be part of, like, the debt that universe sees. I'll tell you what, though, Katie.
Okay.
You came up with two twos in your reading, and you came up with a zero. So it's almost like your debt gets to be cleared. So this is interesting. But what they're saying for you, I know you're asking about money. It's energetically. If you feel like there's just something that's hanging you up with someone or something, however you want to write it out, if it's an IOU or if it's whatever piece you want to make with it, that's part of what's kind of hanging up or getting stuck. It's like that's what's clogging the drain, if that makes sense.
Okay. All right, because I'm trying to attract a new job, you know, and just get my finances together and then, you know, create multiple streams of income. But I want to kind of, like, you know, get a steady flow of income.
Yes. And you're right to say multiple streams, because this beautiful Eight of Rods comes up for you. And I like sharing these cards because the visual is just beautiful. So you are doing things in the right way. They're talking about you being able to network. You're really personable. You have a lot of connections. Like, that's beautiful for you. There's one thing to end this reading with. It's don't worry about talking to too many people, or you're so good and you're so bubbly and lively and goals. Like, you're coming through as a summer baby, just a lot of gold around you that people want to be around you. So don't worry about anything else energetically with people. Just let that all go.
Okay.
Any debt you had with people, any misunderstandings, that's all gone. That was in 2019. You are so that's just part of what's coming up. You keep doing what you're doing, networking. You can't talk about yourself too much. You can't hand out your phone number too much. Just keep doing what you're doing, and don't let anyone's opinion or experience of you be what changes how you present yourself, because you are coming through super solid.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Listen, my love, we can get more in depth, because it does feel like there's a couple of aspects that we could get more specific on, but that's more of a private reading. So 234-97 Tarot, my love, let's catch up, and we can get more specific, but otherwise this looks really good for you.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, my love, Katie, thanks so much for calling in. You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Jill, I know we just have a couple minutes left, but I love connecting with you. I do think we have one more caller on standby. My dear, are you there? Hello. Oh, my love, I think we just miss each other. That being said, dear listeners, here's what we have seen. And Katie was a great example. So when we say, all right, universe, I'm ready. And sometimes it gets difficult for me to explain, because when I read the cards, it comes through as an energy that I have to translate into words. And then those words have to form a sentence. So it's almost like, and y'all, if you're intuitive, if you're readers, if you're new to reading, if you've been reading for a while, however it works for you, it's like learning a different language, where you have to process it, get the, like, if you were talking to someone across the way and they pointed to a chair in front of you, you would know without words that they mean sit, because they're pointing, their energy is pushing you down, they're drawing you towards them, and sit is what they're asking you to do. And so it's almost like taking all of that and multiple cards, forming that into words, slowing myself down, so y'all know what I'm saying. And then sharing. So if you're reading, if you're getting into reading, if you're talking to a reader, trust in yourself. But one of the biggest things we're seeing is about letting 2019 and the energy there go. And I don't say that in the you're free and clear, but I say that in the you're free and clear. Because to become is to unbecome. And so your story today isn't that last year you got two speeding tickets and started two new jobs. Your story is, I am looking for work in an administrative field with goals to start school by the end of summer. That's your story today. Your story is not that you didn't start school last year, that you had 3 failed jobs, and that your romantic relationship failed. That is not your story today. Your story is you're looking for work in this field. Your relationship romantically is going to be successful, and that foundation is going to allow you to start school in the fall. That is your story. It's not what happened last year. My loves, our time this evening is complete. It went by like a whirlwind. You can catch up with me 234-97 Tarot. Remember, to become is to unbecome. How to raise your vibration? Plain and simple. One thing that you kicked butt at today. I don't care if it was a new hairstyle, if it was getting up, putting your clothes on, getting your makeup on, getting out the door, or the opposite, that you got up and got out without your hair and makeup done, and maybe you're wearing pajamas, but you got up and got out. One thing today that you rocked at, that you killed at, that is how to raise your vibration. I will be here next week, my love. Find me on Facebook, follow New Age Guild. Let's stay connected until we speak again. I love you so much. Take care. Talk to you soon.